Hello, my name is Kendra. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
How can I help?
I'm trying to find out how to report a hospital for lack of PPE use.
Okay.
I've done called the CDC, I've been on websites, and I can't find no way to report a hospital.
It's a hospital that's not not using the correct PPE?
Yes.
Okay. This hotline, the coronavirus hotline, what we do is help people find testing sites near them. I can give you several different websites, general information on the coronavirus. But this is not the line that you would report something like that. I absolutely understand.
Nobody can give me a direct answer. So basically, all of y'all are telling me that there's no way to report hospitals not using proper use of PPE, which is scary, and you wonder why your numbers are going up. I've done called the CDC. I've done called the regular health department.
What
telling me you could... I mean,
nobody
is letting me report.
Ma'am.
And the nursing director at that hospital, I've reported it to the hospital. She told me she basically didn't care.
I mean, these are like doctors and nurses, you mean?
Doctors and nurses. I watched them. I took my son to the ER, and they had active COVID cases. There were doctors talking to patients with non-COVID, without masks, went in the COVID patients, come out, they're not sanitizing, they're not washing their hands, they're taking their mask off with their hands, they're not wearing masks, period.
Really?
And then they get attitudes about. I asked my son's nurse, I said, what's going on with the lack of PPE? She goes, we're just over it. We're tired. We're over it. Most of us have had it.
Really?
Over it, girl. Out of a nurse's mouth.
Yes, ma'am. I absolutely understand your concern, and I absolutely agree that this needs to be reported. I'm looking up right now.
The CDC, she told me that they can't enforce nothing.
How is that so? Okay, I just started this job a couple of weeks ago.
That's
and during
fine.
Training, during training, I was told that if someone calls in, you know, to report a business or like you, in this case, a hospital, that we're to direct them to call the CDC. So did you speak to someone at the CDC?
I sure did. I was on the phone for 20 minutes. She got cussed out.
And they're just acting like...
They told me that they do not actively go after businesses not following. That is not what they're doing. And
but
this
I
is
mean, it's putting people in danger, especially a hospital.
I've been on lockdown since the start of it, almost the whole year because of my health reasons.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I'm tired, I'm frustrated, I'm upset with the lack of people with compassion in healthcare. Like, if you have no compassion, go work somewhere else. But the nursing director told me that. She goes, I wasn't here on the weekend, and usually I make sure they're doing their job, but I'll bring it up in the meeting.
Okay, here's something.
We have cameras.
Here's something else, another recommendation. I talked to a lady the other day that had another issue with a business not following the proper guidelines and putting others at risk. I told her the same thing as you because I truly thought that the CDC was who you go to with this issue. Okay, but since you're telling me this,
I can see a business but a hospital.
Absolutely. Like, I completely agree with you, and I understand. So, another thing.
I don't even want to go to a hospital now. That's what's scary.
This is another thing that I know that you could possibly do. You could reach out to Governor Kay Ivey and explain.
I'm on her Facebook.
Yeah, and reach out to her. I would call her and let her know the hospital name.
I think I'm
going to
start
what they're doing.
I think I'm going to start calling the local news channel.
Yes. Yeah, you could reach out to Fox Six on your side. And let them know that, because see, all we do is pre-register citizens to get the vaccine. Not on this line. I answer two different lines. One of the lines is the hotline to schedule citizens. And it goes straight over to the county health department. This line right here, like I told you when you first called, this is to help people find information, like if they need to find a testing site near them to get tested and see if they have
it. You need to let your supervisor know that the CDC is telling people that they can't enforce it.
I absolutely will. Another thing that I don't really understand is that they don't give us a lot of information. Everybody wants to know when they're going to be able to get the vaccine, when they're going to call. And it's kind of frustrating because I know how important this is to everybody.
Yes.
And I know everybody's concerned, and I'm not able to I'm not able to tell them anything. And I know the guidelines are it's kind of all over the place. They're changing things daily. So that's I wish that I could help you more.
I'm glad I could tell you and let you know that the CDC mentioned y'all.
They're not gonna
follow through with anything that we need to reach out to our state health department. So somewhere in between there, I know higher up. We need to come together, because this is the only way we're gonna get this under control. We are not doing this together, and it's horrible.
I completely understand. So on the Alabama Department, this is the emergency line, on this, we don't have a direct supervisor, but I do have a team leader, and I'll let her know.
Because I'm sure she has, outlets to where she can, send the information off to.
Yes, ma'am. So that my next recommendation for what I would do is, like you just said, reach out to the local news and call Governor Kay Ivey.
One of my close friends, her mom was just in the same hospital. I was in the ER, and her mom was on the fifth floor, and she got the same bullshit.
Right. So
they weren't wearing masks in the room or anything, and
I can't believe a hospital
insane.
Of all places, a hospital.
Yep.
So I'm so sorry that this is happening, because that's not okay at all.
I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop until somebody hears me, because I can't even work right now. This is serious. And some people, a lot of families have been on lockdown for the whole year.
Right. Can't
work. It's just not
or
fair. Nothing. I haven't worked in 3 months. I'm scared. I'm scared I'm going to get this, and if I get it, I'm going to die. And then I walk in a hospital, and I see this. It's just like, I don't even want to come here anymore,
Somewhere that you're supposed to be able to go for your health, putting it at risk.
I was a nurse, and if you don't have compassion anymore, you need to leave.
Right.
That's always been a rule.
Yeah.
They tell you that in college.
And the reason that I tell you to reach out to Governor Kay, she's the one that made these mandates and the guidelines, So if someone is not following that, I feel like she would be, maybe she could do something about that.
I'm going to get on her website right now. Start hitting up I know some news reporters around here. I'm going to start hitting them up.
Right.
And seeing, because usually if they get one report, they'll put it out there and see if they get any more reports.
Right.
And maybe people will start speaking up if somebody mentions it.
Right.
Because, sometimes people are scared to talk about it.
To say anything.
Right.
So maybe you could be that voice.
Mm-hmm.
And people will
I will, girl. I got a big mouth. I'm telling you, that other girl just got cussed up and down when she told me that they don't do that. I was like, what are we in a mandate? What are we on, quarantines and stuff for? Like, the hell? Lord. Well,
I hope that, I'm sorry
acceptable.
I couldn't help more, but I hope I've been able to help some. I really
and
do.
And I know I've been able to help you, so you,
yeah,
you really
and I'm gonna
can't
pass.
Be referring people to the CDC.
Right. I'm gonna let them know. So, but thank you so much for calling the Department of Public
okay.
Health Coronavirus
You have
hotline.
A good day.
You too.
Okay. Have a
you
good
too.
Day. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.